to get a little mailbag special. And we call it that because we don't like to say that it's the episode that falls into the mid-season finale break. Because Maddie hates that sort of talk.
Hey. Well, plus we have our, hey, it's our 100th episode.
Plus specials.
We have to have specials every now and then.
Plus we get to sing the song. It's
time for the Get Into Gate Harry Mailbag.
No one knew that was coming.
Special.
Or remembered the lyrics.
Did you see I was
looking at
Mitch's
face going, what is it? What is it again?
Yeah. Oh, see, I was looking at yours. I was like, man, I mean, hey. We'll have to get the cameras for that one. And you'd show that to someone who lip reads and going, I don't know what, they're actually not saying words. If they're making noises, I'll take
they're either
for it.
Retarded or Australian.
Or they're just from Queensland, right? Gotcha.
Or they're good from Carmel.
Yeah, it's a very niche thing. And even between Brennan and I, we're both in Queensland at Carmel, but Brennan was not from Queensland initially, whereas I very much was. So I was the real special little pet in the corner of the classroom.
It's a different kind of acoustic.
It really was. Yeah. It really was. Yeah. We weren't allowed to touch the instruments, though.
May 1,000 flags fly, you know? That was Bob Catter, sorry.
But I ain't wasting any more time on it.
Well, every 3 months, someone dies of a crocodile attack in North Queensland.
Yeah, but they do. That's the crazy thing.
Cool, doesn't mean gay people can't get married.
Well, you know, you don't care about crocodile people.
We're able to have their own proclivities. But I ain't wasting any more time on it.
That guy's a psycho.
He's one of the great turnarounds. If you're overseas and you just want to say, is this like a cliche Australian thing? It's not. He's still like very much the exception. But just type in Bob Catter, K-A-T-T-E-R. What? Crocodile?
Quit. Just Bob Catter.
Bob Catter, and just, you know what? Yeah. Just doom scroll
gay.
Away.
Do you know why I thought of it? Is because last week I was Skyping my friend Mike in Canada, and he quoted it from Canada.
Really?
Because one of his best friends, Courtney, it's her go-to thing. She quotes it on a daily basis. Someone living in, off Halifax, Canada.
Yeah, I'm glad that's escaped.
Verbatim. Verbatim. She knows it better than we do.
All those quarantines.
With
put
the
up.
Accent perfect.
Yeah. Nailed it. And that's the thing.
Not waste any more time on it.
Where is he? He's in our state. Yeah. He's in the northern part of our state, but he's still very much part of our state.
I mean, Melbourne's close to him, so it's fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
We've got a weird country. Mm. Weird country.
Speaking of weird countries, let's read some mail.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
I've got a picture here from one Holly Corbett, formerly.
Uh-oh.
It's a picture message. It says, "Hey Maddie, get fucked." Finally. Love an OG Swiftie, and it's a picture of her at the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, she made it. She get tickets.
I don't know. I think she just stood outside and listened. I'm not sure.
Heaps of people did that.
But you weren't allowed to jump very high or sing loudly because of our.
That sounds like
because of what?
The nanny style. Well, actually, because you know, you just watch really the parties that were over in America and shit, like the tailgating sort of situations almost, where there would be more people outside around the stadium belting it out and jumping up and down, making noise and blowing off speakers and stuff. And they were actually told in Australia, they said, don't shop and do that in great numbers because you'll be sent home.
Don't wear carabiners either.
Hey, stupid nanny state bullshit. It sounds like
a really fun concert.
It actually did seem like it.
I literally had to pull over while driving to send you this. I was so hurt.
Yeah.
You know how it's kind of funny when people you love shit on things you hate but not others? I don't know.
So is she talking about you? Yeah, she hates you? Or?
You've taken a big hit, mate.
Okay.
That was
she loves
that was
you or hates you?
No, she loves me but hates me now because I shit
hates
on Taylor
Swift.
No, she loves Taylor Swift.
That doesn't
and
make
shit
sense.
On me. I know. I mean, you don't understand women, so it's fine.
That's right. Who does?
Just replace
a book about it. I won't read it.
Replace every time I said Taylor Swift there, replace with Ed Sheeran, and then maybe that'll make sense for you.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran sucks.
This isn't more of a shade throwing situation at someone like Holly or the Swifties, but she was looking at the picture she sent and saying, you know, she was so angry and hurt as if we'd personally offended her, even though we didn't mention anyone by name except for Taylor Swift herself. But that's the world we live in. People taking. It's not a shout out to my cousin. She went and she is hardcore Swiftie to the point where that song of hers. I think it's still her like latest single because she hasn't really released anything in a while. Obviously, new album's about to drop. I get it, Swifties. Don't come at me. But is it over now? Apparently, something to do with Harry Styles.
Can it be?
Right. So we played it when it dropped, and then we sort of talked about it, and we obviously had a bit of a laugh about something. I don't know. Nothing in particular. My cousin messaged like, how dare you do this? Swifties are great, blah, blah, blah. F Harry Styles. Okay, great. Yeah. 3 months later, I ran into my cousin. She's like, so why did you say that day? I said, oh, yeah, I thought she'd have me on. Oh, like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. She says, but like, did you guys know? Did you actually research into this? And I'm like, I still thought she was joking. And then she went on this 2 or 3 minute tirade. And I said, hey, Loz, sorry, I'm going to stop you there. I thought you were joking. I'm not here for this conversation. And just walked inside. I'm like, I'm not here for this. I didn't think that. That's a serious position that anyone takes, so especially you. But she went to the concert, and this will, you know,
was
what?
She ready for it?
Brendan's been sitting here, not defending it, but defending it as certainly, and Maddie, and like respecting the power that Taylor Swift has. But because you wouldn't put her in this class.
If you're an NFL supporter, I could understand why you'd hate it.
Sure, I just mean as a musician and a music fan and a different artist, right? Because my cousin wrote this after going down to one of her Sydney gigs. What an honor it is to exist at the same time as the best singer and songwriter of all time.
Elton John.
Long live Taylor Swift, forever and always in my Swiftie era. And then the heart hand thing. Now, had
they
she not have actually... Yeah, had she not have,
you shared DNA with that person.
Had she not have actually tagged Taylor Swift, had it would have just been, what an honor it is to exist at the same time as the best singer and songwriter of all time, I would have been like, holy shit, did you see Elton John?
Yeah.
Or, oh my God, I didn't realize, and just throw in some.
I didn't know the Beatles got back together.
Yeah, right? Like, no, please, McCartney was here last year. Like, just throw out something really strange and just to see her, like, rage. You know,
so what I'm gathering from that is that Swifties make BTS fans look normal.
Oh, they're not even in the same conversation, mate. Yeah.
Which one's that?
Exactly. The K-pop. Yeah,
K-pop,
they're like
band BTS.
Is that the Korean ones?
That's the K and K-pop. Yeah.
Are they 5 or 7 man strong?
I don't know. I'm all on board ATEEZ. So that's
okay. This isn't a Carmel thing, but I've never heard of ATEEZ.
Well, they're a new band. Well, they're not new. They've been around for 6 years. They're my K-pop band.
Yeah.
They're playing Coachella.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
I would almost go for these guys. They're good, but that's my K-pop band.
Yeah, I'm not going this year.
No. If there is a coach where there's free booze, I'll be on Coachella.
Yeah. Or a coach that gives out free booze.
Like, a coach that gives out free booze.
Yeah, we've had a few of them.
Yep, in style.
Brendan's dad being one of them. Jimmy loved to hand out some free piss.
One of the great alcoholics. Never met the man, but I'm just assuming.
Not an alcoholic.
He's
but
not as bad as you
handle
think
a,
he is.
Can't handle a beer.
I mean, he obviously drank while he was f***ing mum.
Well, yeah. Because I'm retarded.
You and Brendan, obviously.
Me and Brendan are retarded.
Yeah. Acoustic.
It's just like, just hit back 15 seconds in that listener.
Yeah.
Obviously he's drunk when he rooted your mum.
Yeah.
And then Brendan thankfully saved him. I go, well, obviously, because that was a real awkward pause.
Well, no, I realized in my head the joke is more like, well, obviously your mum was drinking while she was pregnant with you, but.
Yeah.
And then I had to backtrack and do
because she's f***ing ugly
math.
And he. Yeah,
that's where it could have been interpreted. Like, you didn't say obviously he had to be drunk. It was obviously he
Eleven
was.
To haze.
Which could have.
That's okay. It's okay. My mum's dead. Just give me some of those. Give me some of those. We'll be fine.
All right.
I don't want. No.
What are we doing? Cruel Summer.
My dad's a dick. If you want to, throw a few of those. All right, I'll go further up. Fan mail from Matthew Powell. I went to school with Matthew Palmer, probably not this bloke. Hello, gentlemen. Tis I, Matthew.
Hello.
Here from England. No, he's not from the Gold Coast.
You're right.
The bloke that I went with.
You've got to do the accent,
Matthew.
Mitchell.
You're right.
Hello, gents. Tis I, Matthew, here from England.
Much better.
All the way from London.
You're right, mate.
You're right. Cappuccino muffin.
I've always loved Stargate since I was calling.
Crumpet, love. Pop on the BBC. Yes, I'll have a tea. What's it fucking Sunday? Of course
only
I'll have
with
a
crumpet.
Grab Charlie by the ears and face f*** him.
F*** me, drunk.
What the f***?
That Megan's a right slut.
I mean, this...
She duffed him up the anus.
I
made that one up.
Okay.
I believe that's called pegging.
Okay. So we said hi so far. Yeah. Have always loved Stargate since I was calling the Wraithies at the age of 4.
Put the Wraithies on, Mum!
Cupertina Wraithie!
I popped a Wraithie in her drink.
That's what it's called when a Wraith gives you a hand job, a Wraithie.
She's my girlfriend now.
Ooh, I mean, your mom.
Stop waking me girlfriend up, Mum.
Okay. I never really listened to anything in the audio medium bar music, and then I decided, what the hell, I found a podcast of me bloody favourite sci-fi of all
what
time.
The L.
What the what I've the changed L. the accent so many yeah, times and none of them are correct.
You know the mobile makes noise now. Don't have to use that record player. Amazing.
Let me pay me bill for it for free to air TV.
Fucking idiot.
I love you, Palmer. He gets it. Hey, they had the same humour. You know, we couldn't do this to an American, could we?
No. Oh,
I love our Americans.
We absolutely
would, and we have.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know.
They just wouldn't take it as well.
Well, so we say, which they don't like, but also, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Here I am.
Bangers and mash for tea!
Here I am 5 months and 241 episodes down the rabbit hole and fast approaching the new ones. It's been bloody brilliant. Binging and holding back tears of laughter. 11 out of 10 got me into podcasts. Have a good one. P.S. Eat shit, Cooper.
Yeah.
Cooper.
Eat shit. Let's order a Chinese. Put curry on it because it looks like shit. What?
Yeah.
British Chinese food, man. Yeah, British right. Chinese food.
What did you say? With chips?
We'll have some chili chips with curry sauce as we get a Chinese. There's nothing Chinese about that, guys.
Nothing. Oh, Maddie Palmer.
Great people.
Thanks, Maddie.
Maddie, you're a bloody legend.
As Reese said long, like many, many, many moons ago, we only roast the ones we love.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Yep.
My
best mate from grade 1 to grade 3, and now he's a great jockey, Matthew Palmer, so in Australia, that mate of mine. So
he's a tiny fella.
He is great a tiny little story. Fella. Yep.
Mm. Brendan,
where's the mailbag thing? I do have a special.
You haven't even opened it yet.
No,
we've
I'm
been
just
doing
enjoying.
This in 20 minutes.
I do. I got one on that
mailbag.
Email.
Jesus.
What do we call these? The incoming traveler?
Unscheduled off-world activation.
Unscheduled off-world activation. Guys, I've pre-heard this one. It's a little weird. Just gonna say that.
Well, that's gonna seem out of place based on the last 10 minutes. Production value.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, hi. Robert Cooper here, executive producer of Stargate Atlantis, co-creator, nipple cripple champion. But enough about me. I just had something to say to you guys. Heard that you talk about my work a lot. It hasn't been good feedback. All I can say about that is, like I care. You guys are losers.
He's driving.
You are probably the worst podcast I have ever heard of, and definitely not number one Stargate podcast. I grew
very
up
boring,
in
Cooper,
Canada. You know, I knew that. So, you know, I'm kind of tough. I eat bears for breakfast. My dad would hunt, and he would shoot a bear and make me eat bear, all right? I'd eat bear, and he'd be like, oh, we're going to eat today, Robert. You're going to eat today, boy. We're going to love it.
Irish stock.
And I didn't understand. My father was a pirate and loved to shoot bears. So that's why I became a writer.
Explains the inbreeding.
Anyway, enough about me. You know, when my dad, he would take me hunting.
Donald Trump telling a story.
Cry in the corner because I was scared of the butterflies. I would say, Dad, I'm staying here next to the trees. And that's why there's lots of trees in Stargate. Anyway, enough about me. Go to rap song. Yo, I'm Robert Cooper. Robert C. You all gotta know that I'm an MC. I'm a writer. Yo, I'm an EP. I'm a writer. yo. I'm EP. I'm a creator of series. Have you heard of Elijah Woods? Maybe you have because I know him. Good. They've all heard of me. I'm Robert Cooper, but enough about me. I am creator of Stargate shows. What do you see? You see a big nerd? No, I eat bear. My dad gave me chlamydia from the bear. Gave me trigonosis. I've got AIDS or some shit.
Wow.
You know, he supplies his own intro and outro music too, which is...
Holy those noise, and those noises you're hearing is from Canada. That's their signals.
Oh, I thought he was working the drive-thru at McDonald's and he was slow.
It adds to it. I don't know. It adds to it. What a fucking dumbass. Wow. Can't even rap. Not only can he not write, he can't rap.
Idiot.
Fucking loser.
Hey, Oscars, why Cooper so white?
Yeah.
Wow.
Piece of shit.
That was incredible. That was fantastic. I have no idea what he said in any of that. Was there, while he was driving, was there people in the extreme faint background yelling at him for cutting him off in traffic?
Yeah.
Is that what was happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
A road rage incident.
Excellent. Because he was oblivious just driving through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was driving through like a military school at one point, but then I just realized that was the music underneath. Yeah, because there was people yelling and then there was the drumming and shit. Yeah.
That was the Oh Canada. He plays that in his car nonstop.
Him just Mounties, just bouncing off his bumper.
Yeah. His bears and moose.
I'm a great driver.
Link, probably the best driver.
Well, you know, he's obviously got impaired hearing, so that's why he's got to be careful on the road these days.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Speaking of Canada, I've got an email here from Jan. Jan McGood.
You're telling me.
Hi guys, Jan here from Costa Rica, originally from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, right.
I believe Montreal is the French part of Canada. Is it?
Oh.
So I might say, hey, my name is Jan Michaud from Montreal, Canada. I started rewatching Stargate for the 12th time and decided to follow along with your podcast.
Hang on, rein it in, Borat. Remember your French.
You guys are amazing, funny, creative, and bring a wonderful perspective to the show. That was a little bit Swedish.
Did you shoot?
I'm at episode 76, episode 410, and Maddie keeps bringing up Star Trek. Just for the record, I love it. Now I'm Gru.
Yeah, now you're Borat again.
Yeah.
I love potatoes.
Matty, you are the best. I wish you would bring out the piano more often.
Well, Gru's back.
Have we got the piano? Can we fire off the piano for Jan? Oh,
hang on a second. Yes, we do.
Wheel in the piano, boys!
Shut the fire.
It's time for
What's
another
his name?
Reading.
Graham.
Welcome, Graham. Good to have you back.
Hey, Graham.
COVID has fucked you over, mate.
You got grey.
Jesus.
You got kind of bloated.
Hey, easy now. I got greys. Thank you for what you've done throughout the years. I keep looking forward to hearing you all and hope you guys are getting to the point where it's becoming somewhat lucrative. I can only imagine the work and money's put into this. Thank you. So thank you, Jan.
In unrelated news, Despicable Me 4 is out soon.
Why would that remind you of me? Thank you, Jan. That was lovely. And yeah, fuck off, Graham. any Star Trek love I can get, I will take. So thank you, sir.
Yeah, no, fair call.
Yeah.
From outside, because unfortunately you're not getting much, you know, much.
Nah, except when Craig's here. That's fun.
Yeah,
we had the in jokes that week.
We were the
Carmel boys that week.
Felt that. Yeah. That button didn't get pressed very much because I would have been outnumbered.
Phantom cuck over
there. I'm throwing it back real deep down into the old mailbag here. Short and sweet, one star review.
Oh.
Listener from the beginning, it's just too much white guy hate.
What?
But we are another white guy with a podcast.
We're three white guys with a podcast. Three middle-aged white guys with a podcast.
So what does that mean? He's hated it the whole time?
Who's it by? It's just gotten too much.
So we're not allowed to be self-aware that we're three white guys.
It just double-dotted via Apple Podcasts. Mm. So,
Oh, yeah. I wrote more details, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. It was just... It's too much white guy hate. Do we hate white guys too much, or we?
White
guys
right.
that hate stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
Maybe we're self-loathing.
Mm.
I said, no, I fucking love myself.
I took that as in we're so woke we just hate other white
people.
Yeah,
that's what I talk like.
Double dotted.
We're making
double
fun. You're right. We're hating on white guys.
You're right. That
you can take it either way.
I do take it either way.
Yeah.
Famously.
It may just
famously.
Shout out to Zoe from our first mailbag.
Look, I just don't know why you guys are so homophobic, especially with Maddie being gay and in the room, and you're just like, hang on a second. That was fun.
Well, we all before the podcast.
Yeah.
Duh.
And like I've always, we're all God's children in the dark. So
yes, any hole's a goal, as they always say.
Yeah. It's not gay if you can't see what's happening.
F***ing snowflake. Mm. Oh, that was Maddie's snowflake alert.
speaking of snowflakes, I got a Twitter one here. X.
Cooper sent in a rating reset.
Vanessa Harris. tweeted out, the X algorithm is broken. I liked a few Stargate tweets, and now X thinks I want to see Star Trek posts as well. Does it not understand the nuanced fragmentation of sci-fi fandoms? Now, YouTube, fragmentation, what that means is...
Go on.
No, stop.
Keep going.
She says, I blame high-pitched Maddie from Get Into Gate for fooling the algorithm into thinking Star Trek content belongs in a discussion about Stargate. Thank you, Vanessa.
Oh, I agree, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Vanessa, one of the great contributors.
Absolutely.
Because Vanessa's written one here. After listening to 228 episodes of Get Into Gate, I've learned one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan is usually right and Maddie is usually wrong. Sorry, Maddie. The long goodbye is so bad, even the poo planet rejected it.
The long goodbye. Oh, the weird one. Nah, I love it. Go on, Mitch. Go on, Fiddlefingers. You know you
Brendan
knows way more about Stargate than I do.
I mean, that person begged for it.
I can see you scurrying around over on your keyboard looking for that. No, fair enough.
What did we all say that we liked before the show?
Cox.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, excellent.
So. Who said that?
Like I've always said, a wrong man can always find a friend.
Who said that? Our female co-host.
That's why I didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
That's
why she's a co-host and not a host.
God, yeah.
Keep
Gets
quiet.
A quarter of the pay, obviously.
Keep quiet in the corner there, please.
Just listening.
Look, little other review here. Five stars, guys. I mean, keep them coming. Thank God I found more people who love this show, they say. I'm so glad to have found a podcast that talks about my favorite show. I've been watching all the Stargazers since they aired on TV.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic typo.
All right.
Oh.
If you write Stargate, it'll change to Stargaze.
Oh, like when I get a lot of DMs saying, hey, Marty.
Yes, you often do say hi, Marty, to you. Which, you know, it's interesting with Stargaze. I thought maybe they were just like pluralizing.
I like that because as a Trekkie, I'm a Trekkie. And then there's people who are Trekkies and Trekkers.
Mm.
Is a fan of Stargate a Stargazer?
No, I would still say
Stargate.
I'd still say we're like a gator.
Gators. But obviously, gators gonna gate.
But to pluralize,
gators gonna gate.
Gate.
There you go, honey.
I can't wait till you guys talk about Stargate Universe. I enjoyed it for a bit, but keep up the work. I feel like they didn't finish their sentence. I can't wait till you guys talk about Stargate Universe. I enjoyed it for a bit, but keep up the good work. I'm always waiting for the next episode. That's I'm not Batman 95.
I'm not.
They are not Val Kilmer.
I'm not Batman 95. I'm also always waiting for the next episode because I'm always just waiting on these two to sort the shit out.
Yeah, mate. Just you don't blow the line, Mitch. My name's Mitch. I need to drag Brennan into my mind.
Brennan just had 3 weeks off, so you know.
Again, my fault.
I didn't need to.
So you will sit down when we tell you to sit down.
Hey, I'm just banking all my paid leave for season 5 of Atlantis. That's what I'll suddenly
start. Oh, I've never missed an episode. Never missed an episode. It's like season 5 Atlantis. He's just not here for.
Yeah, I'll be like Brendan in high school.
Sexy.
Sexy teen.
Sexy teen. All the teachers told me, Mr. Mr. Pedophile and Mr. Yeah.
Well, it could be Mrs. Peter Falwell. Peter's a...
I wish.
Nah. All the Peters.
God.
There are a lot of Peters. We did have a lot of teachers named Peter.
Yeah.
Poyter.
PTA.
Holy shit, a lot. Like, I'm just literally running through. There's like, like four? Peter Edwards. Oh, no, one of them was not a Peter.
You knew teachers' first names. Hey? I had a teacher whose first name was Yorker.
Got him.
No, it was a woman. It was a woman. Y-O-R-K-E-R.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Yorker. By God, you should have.
What does that mean, Maddie?
What's a Yorker?
I have no idea. It's a name. It's a person's name.
You throw a Yorker. You're obviously playing.
What game?
My Yorker. Your Yorker.
New Yorker.
New York. Baseball. You know baseball. I'm going with baseball.
Got him.
No.
What?
Cricket. Cricket, mate. Yep. Cricket all day.
Mm-hmm. What is a Yorker in cricket?
When you bowl it straight at the bottom of the stumps, crack them in the toe.
Yeah, trying not to like hit. Not, you're not trying to bounce it in front of them. Yeah.
It's trying to land directly.
Ironically, this is what's going through Maddie's head right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, at least LBW.
What was happening before that?
At least LBW makes sense. Why do they call it a Yorker? I don't actually care.
No,
I don't know why I asked the question.
Why are you pausing for an answer?
It was
asking. No, it's fine. We can move on.
A man from Yorkshire.
We can absolutely move on.
His name is Matthew Palmer.
I got a message here from Sunny.
You're right.
Is that Sunny Reese's daughter, isn't it? So we got a message here from Reese's daughter. Says, I'm the singer.
She's like the Orisai. She's aged up quickly.
Well, I'm the singer for a metal band.
Shit, yeah.
Well done, Sunny. I mean, she's only, what, like four? That's impressive. And I have to give Brendan, a.k.a. Uncle Brendan, mad props on introducing me to Wizard via the podcast.
You're welcome,
That makes Sonny. Sense. Because Brendan would be, Reese would be smashing the Wizard at home.
And look, I don't want to assume, but I reckon Sonny's a bloke.
No, it's clearly Reese's daughter. What happened to Yes and?
Something else, Sonny.
I've seen that, yeah.
Because that profile picture looks like a man with a beard.
Well, don't assume gender based on beards.
Say that.
Yeah. I'm just saying it looks like it.
Women are growing great beards these days. I don't think you're a man, so. You know, if you're going to talk shit, at least turn around so I can hear you better. Sonny asks, Uncle Brendan, was wondering if you had heard of this one and sent a YouTube link to Thor's Hammer Remastered. Were we doing Sounds of Stargate by the time
weren't,
we did?
And that's why I was devastated.
Maybe we'll save that for the series finale or something. We'll just crank out some Thor's Hammer.
Yeah, we can do like our... What wasn't our number two pick for season one? Was it Thor's Hammer?
I don't know. Idea.
What was
definitely
number one?
Top three?
Probably politics. Let's just say it was politics.
Let's not.
Or maybe emancipation.
Obviously, a widget. Obviously, he's joking. I think it was something like where you didn't like it that much.
Oh, there but for the grace of God, probably.
Yeah, I think
it
was.
Yeah, there for the grace of God. Torment of Tantalus.
You didn't like Torment of Tantalus?
Nah, it's okay. It's fine.
Meaning of Life stuff.
That was season two, though, wasn't it?
Hates an old bloke nerd.
Was it season one or season two?
See, because I always get them confused because I watched season two first.
We should probably listen to a Stargate podcast and find out.
Yeah.
We could Google it, or I could look at my book I've got
here. But Holly, we've already read your email or whatever. Yeah. We don't get to Google
Holly.
Anything now. We've already done your bit.
I only Google things for Ariana Grande fans. Sorry.
Jesus. Okay. No, now I'm really jumping on the Swifty train. Ariana, go home.
Thank you, next.
Oh, yes, and? Oh, Christ. Ugh. Sonny, I mean, message number one.
Great bloke.
I think he jumped in early, as Brendan said.
Oh, yeah, well, I was reading from the bottom. You guys are obviously deeper in the mailbag than I am.
I'm still
two knuckles deep. Whereas you guys are like wrist deep.
Well, they, with a beard, have said
take
just
your top off, the water's warm.
Just started listening to you guys about a month ago. I'm in season three currently, and you guys are a riot. I have a wonderful time listening when I'm driving or when I'm cleaning around the house as a hardcore Star Trek fan. I sympathize with Maddie because all my friends give me a hard time about it as well. Well, maybe take a f***ing hint, Sonny.
Talk about come on in the water's fine.
Keep bringing the laughs, though. We all need a good laugh. Sure do, mate.
God, yeah.
Sincerely, Sonny.
I'll sit on that bearded
face. Can you imagine Torment of Tantalus is only the 11th episode of Stargate.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't
wow.
it? Like, they really started expanding things at that point. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic. So early.
I mean, it makes sense.
I guess, yeah, because that was, thinking about it logically, yeah, obviously that was Daniel's first time catching up with Catherine after the show started. And yeah, they wouldn't have waited to season two to do that.
Because Daniel, at the start of that episode, Daniel's watching the old tape of Ernest
With Beckett.
With Dr. Beckett.
Dr. Beckett. With his shoes.
With his sexy...
His boots.
Underwater boots.
His boots and his helmet.
Oh, you can wear these underwater.
Oh, I Shrek farted. Amazing.
Pussy, Argus.
I've got an email here from David McFarlane. I Shrek farted donkey. Ugh. He says, hey guys, hope you all are well. Firstly, I need to apologize. I've seen this every day for months, and in my mind, I said, oh, I need to message the guys. But I'm a lazy bastard.
Oh, God, did he turn back to French?
So apologies and all that.
I've been everywhere, man.
Shrek farted donkey.
I can't pick your accent. Where are you from?
The country. I've been everywhere. The country next to me was having an election recently, and the runner, now winner, was Michael Shannon.
This is amazing.
The runner, now winner, was Michael. Was Michael Shanks, guys?
I haven't listened to you.
The first two words I've understood.
Michael Shanks.
The country next to me was having an election recently, and the runner now winner was Michael Shanks.
Is he talking about England?
He doesn't say.
I thought you said he's from Scotland.
Details, no. McFarlane.
Well, you've just assumed an accent.
I've just assumed, because he says talks about Shetland later on, so we'll see what happens. It's a journey.
Yep.
It's a journey. Follow me along.
All right, we're in Norway.
Now, this area is not like Shetland in the last episode. People from Shetland eat their young and are almost as north as you can go. Even the rest of us Scots try to ignore them. He's Scottish. To let you know, tablet is not fudge. Tablet is just a packet, a packet of diabetes. If any of you have been unfortunate enough to see...
Are you in Hungary now?
Around the world.
I'm going to start calling you Kentucky. How are you getting around so quick?
Have you got any Daft Punk?
If any of you have been unfortunate to see Prometheus, where they find the cave drawings at the start was Shetland. But I digress. The reason I wanted to mention the shady Scottish Michael Shanks is because, as you guys love Braveheart the movie, William Wallace had his beef with the Duke of Hamilton, which started it all.
Oh
Michael Shanks is the MP for Hamilton. Do we have any Hamilton?
Probably not.
Great people.
Anyway, love the show and all that jazz. Have a good one.
Yeah. What's your name? Scottish boy.
David McFarlane.
David McFarty Donkey.
I Shrek Farty Donkey.
Amazing. We can do it again.
God, we haven't played this in a while. A long time.
100th episode.
This was the Jonas season was when I was doing Around the World, wasn't it? As a way to make me enjoy that
season. Jonas season.
Yeah, give me something to talk about.
Hey, I snapped one of your Box of Shame ones. And I know you're not going to read it out, but I just thought it was really
good. What
do
you mean?
Box of Shame.
This is an entry that was put into, you know, we did that.
YouTube.
The YouTube 100th episode. Mm. We did the Box of Shame.
Did I ever do my penance for that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. You could have said no and I would have had no idea.
No, read this.
I'll read it.
You want to read it?
Yeah, okay.
All right. It's dated.
Just means
3rd of December.
Just means the next time I talk about Star Trek, I've got one in the bank.
Yeah. That was after the snowflake one.
I thought you were going to hand me your phone. Do I have to
look up? Yeah, sorry.
I thought you were on it.
No, where am I looking? After the snowflake. There it is. Got it. Oh. Michael Tamer. You son of a bitch. Martin Giro and Robert Cooper have amazing comedic writing skills. I love the episodes where Bugs are the main episode opposition. Episodic opposition. I also admit that Brennan is right about the... No, I can't say that.
Got it!
I also have differing opinions that Brennan and I have about the Beta Antarctic DHD having a different point of origin symbol, which was the original symbol for Earth.
Thank you.
And now I have... Now that I've admitted this fact, I will never bring it up again. That I can be down with. I can absolutely be down with that. Nor change from this specific opinion. Also, Brendan knows more about Stargate than I ever will. Brendan knows way more about Stargate than I do.
Yeah, we've got two. This is nice.
Fantastic.
That was my side account.
Really?
No, not really.
I swear we've had a patron that was Michael Tamer. That name sounds familiar.
Michael Latimer, 7826.
Oh, Michael Latimer.
Latimer. L.A. Timer. So there's no spaces in it. It's hard, isn't it? It's like Susan Boyle.
Well, when you've... Yeah, when you went...
The Susan Boyle one.
Yeah, when you went to school at Carmel, it's obviously hard.
Yeah,
to...
we spelt letters with spaces in capitals.
Oh. Mm. Capitals amongst...
Words, big words and stuff.
What's a vowel?
Can we buy a vowel?
Where do we get one?
Yeah, Reese wrote, oh yeah, Michael L.A. Timer.
Oh, hang on a second.
I remember when Brendan made that YouTube account in the early 2000s. That was his comment.
I have just found one from a minute ago as well. And this works in well with what Maddie's been doing here with a little bit of the Daft Punk action. This is from Stuart. Just listening to your mailbag special, I'm from Scotland and a history teacher. Shetland is an island way up north, actually has ties to Norway as well as Scotland. So
my f***ing accent was dead on. Go f*** yourself.
What about, France. Yeah. You went to France for a bit.
I'm Pickle Rick!
Tablet is not fudge. It's its own thing. And the Romans got as far into Scotland as the Antonine Wall? Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they built that wall.
Antonine Wall, just outside Falkirk.
That's what she said.
Falkirk. Where I'm actually from. They got as far as my people, then stopped. Just to clear a few Scottish things up for you guys, loving the pod. You say you cleared it up while I asked questions while reading it. I'm very sorry, Stuart. You went to all that trouble. And I am from Carmel, okay?
I can't read so good. The best part about the whole tablet saga was the fact that Brendan pointed out the fact that we had so much correspondence about correcting us on what tablet is.
Yep.
But not a single person corrected Brendan on the fact that he said how inbred they are in
Yeah.
That is my favorite part about the whole thing.
Yeah. Not a word.
Not a word.
No, not a single person went, "Oi, I'm from Shetland and I'm not inbred."
You put this in the mailbag, Maddie. I'm just going to play it here.
That's amazing. Laxo? Laxfirth. Imagine how much inbreeding there was to get that woman. Brettabister. There's a town called Brettabister.
I did want to eat what she was making.
That was it.
And
there you go. Flashback.
As a shout out to Holly, I did Google tablet, and it says tablet differs from fudge in that it has a brittle, grainy texture, which sounds delightful because that's what we all want, something brittle and grainy, whereas fudge is much softer. So it sounds like fudge's autistic cousin, which makes sense if it's from Shetland. Shout out to any of our Shetland listeners.
Great people, though.
Great people.
If they want to send us one of those
both
ponies.
Heads. Shank and Tate, regular contributor to the show, jumped on board Sea Patrol, guys.
I wouldn't have thought so.
It was just, sending through some tweets.
I didn't remember seeing this in the mailbag.
It's right here. I've got the I got receipts, bitch. I got receipts. Shank and Tate says, "Damn, dude, I had blue balls for all of season one about that big gun on the front of the Hammersley and the 50 cal, but the season one finale gave me full release on both."
Mother Nature just pissed her pants suit.
It's a fun show. The drama is a little cheesy at times, but I dig the military jargon. And who doesn't love seeing a patrol boat chugging along? Thank you, Shank and Tate.
That's the Prometheus of Australia.
Oh,
can I bring up, we got this email from some bloke at FeedSpot.
Oh.
He writes, "Get into Gay to Stargate podcast featured in FeedSpot top 25 Stargate podcasts."
What? Can hope so.
I think there's probably only 20.
Well, if there's only 12, then yeah, yeah, right. To be in the top 25.
I would like to personally congratulate Get Into Gate has been selected by our panelists.
Okay.
I don't know who the panelists are. As the top 25 Stargate on the web.
The web? On all of the
on
web?
On all of the interwebs.
Wow.
Is
this some kind of award we're getting? We're getting a trophy?
Nah.
A plaque, perhaps.
What they want us to do is just share the link.
Hmm.
So I said...
That seems legit.
Sounds like we're going to work.
I mean, I deal with a lot of scammers, and this guy seems legitimate. Yeah. All right, hi, Anu. I'm not sure where you're getting your statistics from, but we are easily top three, and that includes Biggie and Park. Whore. So where you think that third and that fourth spot's for, that's for us. And then Anu writes, if you can briefly mention the list on the upcoming episode, which I've just done, we've greatly appreciated it. It's a bloody Stargate f-ing list. We made it, guys.
We made it. So they found us on the list
and then
in
made
the top
their
25,
own list.
And then we mention them, which then gets us on the list that they found us on. List.
Yeah, and just like full,
Did they need our bank details? I'm happy to send those. To
yeah, and full honesty, we weren't number one. So I pressed on.
Fucking Terror Girls, wasn't it?
It wasn't. They were like five or seven.
Yeah, that sounds about
It was one that they spot that this feed spot sponsors.
Right.
I think.
Oh, how convenient.
I wrote, sure, show me the money. Which he obviously hasn't seen Jerry Maguire because he goes, thanks.
Oh. Anu.
Let me know when you put it on. I'm like, Anuj, come on, bro.
Anuj must be from Bretabistro.
Okay, sure, I'll let you know. I'll let you know, Cobber.
Clearly, he wasn't one of the panelists that listened to our show to be able to vote on it to understand your humour in replies.
And then, obviously, I forgot about it till 2 weeks later. Yeah. Hi, can you help us spread the word by mentioning this list? I'm like, what's the deal with the list?
Yeah, what does the list accomplish?
I go, hi, Anu, are we number one yet? He replies, yes, your podcast ranks number one. I'm like, how convenient.
Oh, my God.
The only one that replied.
Well, you know what?
Great people at FeedSpot. They want to sponsor the show.
As a thank you to FeedSpot, since they weren't able to give us a trophy, I'm going to give FeedSpot a trophy for putting us in the number one spot. Here's their trophy.
It's a trophy. See, it says, of the year. That's you.
That was Rhea Perlman at the end of that. Who was that show?
I think it might be Mickey.
That's Taxi. Oh,
I've been starting to watch it on...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, we said last week the mailbag might have sucked if you didn't come through, but you all came through.
You came through. That was pretty good. How long
you
was
came
that?
Several times.
Yeah.
Many, many, many
is that like
several 40
minutes?
Times.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was long. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't expecting that.
Good on you guys.
I hear you got some great people to shout out, Mitch.
Oh, yeah. Over on patreon.com/ get into geek.
Actually sponsor the show.
Yeah. Great people.
They are the greatest people.
This episode was brought to you by these great people.
I like this. The first name, too. Guilty Kilty.
Oh, hi, Shrek Farty Donkey.
My name's Kilty.
Oh, he's wearing a kilt.
Guilty Kilty.
I'm a Guilty Kilty for my horrible accents.
Does he wear undies under that? Is that why he's guilty?
Don't assume the gender, mate.
That's why he's guilty, isn't it?
It does come with a thumbnail picture here.
Maddie, I've just assumed that all men are guilty. So,
that's very 2024.
Well said.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Guilty Kilty's profile picture. One
side
Amanda Tapping wearing nothing but the American flag, you guilty son of a bitch.
Pitching a tent. Should be guilty tent picture.
Hello.
Honk your horn if you whacked off to that picture.
You beat the shit out of yourself, did you? Unfortunately, my horn goes unhonked on that one.
That was good. That was a good one.
We got you covered.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one, Ryan Phillips. Not Ryan Felipe, after we messaged. He might have become a patron just to say, I know what you did last summer, Phillips. And I was shacking up with Sarah Michelle.
His
not like
character
Maddie
was,
said.
Not his, not the person.
I never said the person was. I said I was using their, as if I could remember their character names.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm lost. But Ryan Phillips, thank you. And thanks for everything your family's done in the appliance area for so many years.
Oh, I was going to call him, I was thinking 54. I'm going to call him 54.
Why is that?
Because Ryan Felipe was in that movie, 54.
Oh, yeah, with some.
Stretch?
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know, he made out with
Mike Myers.
That's Studio 54.
Was he in that? Was
no,
he in
that's
that
Boogie Nights.
He was, yeah, no. Was he in the 54?
I think so. 54? I think it was him.
I was talking about the dude from Clueless. What's his name?
Paul Rudd.
No. The guy that Ty got with. With the weird name.
Don't they all? Okay.
I'm going to have to look.
Napoleon. I'm Googling. Holly.
Why are you Googling so much?
I was going to IMDb.
Holly. Clueless. Casts. Let's go.
Breckenmeyer.
Oh, yeah.
I knew I'd get there. Yeah, Ryan Felipe and Breckenmeyer.
Which one's he?
This guy.
Yeah.
Oh, this handsome motherfucker.
Hock your horn if you jerked off to that.
Well, not yet.
What was the
There's
movie
still time.
That I do love of his?
Actually, that guy.
He was in Clueless.
Road Trip?
Road Trip.
Is he Road Trip?
Yeah.
The guy that actually did the tape and cheated on his girlfriend and had a drive. What a great show.
I think you're right.
That is hilarious.
That's a deep cut.
It has been a hot
He's the minute. One. He's, that's the only movie I've seen him in. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Nah, Brecken's so. Great.
Rat Race, too. Rat Race.
Rat
Race.
Rat
Race under.
Jason the Pussycats.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that.
He was one of Du Jour with Seth Green and
what's
Donald
old
Faison.
Love's name again? What's
who?
He was in Garfield. Shut
what's
up.
Josie's
yeah,
name?
That's right.
Oh, go up.
Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh God, she was stunning in that.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah, Road Trip. That was it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good get.
Yeah, that's the only movie I've seen him in. I think.
Wow.
You didn't see Herbie Fully Loaded. Obviously
no,
not.
And the only
no
way he
did.
Would see that if he was fully loaded.
Only if she has her tits
with
out. Joel's. I'll see that.
Well,
she might.
Unconfirmed.
She did it at the MTV Awards. Got the puppies out.
What about her tits, though?
Yeah.
Hello. Right, okay.
Brittany Murphy, she's dead.
Back to old Ryan Phillips.
Sorry,
Thank
Ryan.
You. So much. And, yeah.
As you click his name away.
Yeah, just to say.
Into the oblivion.
Adios, bitch.
And we never hear from him again.
Ryan
Phillips, very
Ryan.
Forgettable name. Adios.
Just do it.
Yannick Michel, or as you would say in the French.
Jan. I didn't hear the rest.
Jan Michel.
Oh, I think that might be the same guy.
It is. It's Jan.
Jan Michel. Welcome, Jan Michel.
Bonjour.
He did follow
on ma terre.
He did slip into our DMs and say he was going to look at the Patreon.
Suck
and
cock.
He did. I will suck his cock for $4 a month.
Suck my blood. Where does that come from?
That's Dracula.
Suck my blood.
Suck my blood.
Suck my blood.
Suck my blood.
Suck my blood. I think that means
it's South Park.
It's French for a certain. I don't know what.
Yes, certain je ne sais quoi.
Yo, play putting yum.
Yeah,
it's French for yum.
It's French for yum.
Bonjour.
It's what the French call a certain laissez compétent.
A certain ménage droit.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Jan, indeed.
Great people.
Great people. Joining the ranks of the greatest people.
Yeah, the screen says we're waiting for eligible members now. So we're just waiting for you to join as well.
Once again, over to you guys. Oh, next week. We're going to do mailbag. You guys better provide something. Now we've done that.
Do you know what I realize we should have been doing this whole time? Is it too late to go back and start the podcast again?
What we should have been doing is... Just remember where to laugh.
Just have one been thanking one person per episode. And then they could have been the sponsor, the great
of
people
the show.
Of that particular episode.
But we didn't know how many patrons we would get.
No, we just wanted to thank everybody.
Yeah.
Because, we love everybody who listens.
Well,
so.
maybe that's not a bad way to do it. Maybe that's
not
what we're
everyone.
Doing from now on.
I don't love everyone. Just
that's
the people
enough.
Listening.
That's fair enough.
I think that's well documented.
Yeah. We've spoken about that.
And it's well documented. Depending on your gender also depends on how much Brendan likes you. So.
I like...
And what parts of you he likes.
Well,
wrap it up before
I
we
do
can...
like
all right. So next week
I like the ladies.
Resuming the season of the three from Stargate Atlantis. Do it.
We have the mid season finale.
Pick
of...
up. Yeah. Oh. It's the finale. Oh, of course it is. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
The return, parts one.
I'll tell you
and
what I
want to
get. The Joe. Flamin.
That's where I got confused. It's called the return, but it's actually the end before they went on a hiatus.
Correct. It's their episodes 10 and 11.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I want to purchase a Joe Flanagan cameo and just have him say Owen Wilson lines. Procordian Cola, do it, do it.
Oh, we have to get him to scream Colia.
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 No, yeah, go Procordian Colia.
Yes.
Okay. Well, quick Google. Oh, how much are you costing over there, Joe?
It's like 150.
What have we got? What's it called again?
Cameo.
Cameo. Yeah, I looked it up. Did I take a screenshot? I think I did.
We got Corky, the greatest.
Oh my God, that's so great.
You're not
going
to beat that.
Yeah. What's
if
who?
If you type Stargate in Cameo, you'll see.
Mm. Yeah, bring. I swear.
Yeah, book a personal video for 136 Australian.
That's not bad.
Do you know
that's
who the most? Do you know who the most expensive one is?
Yeah, Picardo.
Bob Picardo, the Star Trek actor.
Well, yeah, it makes sense. He's the most famous.
I don't know what kind of...
Potentially the most talented.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Oh, what was that in my throat?
Woolsey.
A cock.
Woolsey was a shit character for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I swear I screenshotted it the other day, but I guess not.
Let's just see what kind of gear he's got going on Cameo.
All right. Give us a shout
Let's
out.
Not and say
this
we
is
did.
What?
Oh, come on, load.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cameo. I'm happy to fulfill your request promptly and hopefully entertainingly. As you can tell, I like to use my adverbs. And if we're lucky, we will get a guest star with me.
Okay, he's got a dog.
And that would be Newman.
Newman.
Cheerio.
Okay.
Do we get ultra meta? Do we send him Corky's Cameo and get him to try and recreate it?
I don't mind that. Like, as in a, you know, because imagine if we did that with Walter.
Yeah.
Right? We send it over to old Gaz.
Emphasis on the E and the R.
Oh,
the ooh and
Cooper.
The R.
Oh, Cooper. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see what you're doing.
Funny story about Robert, actually.
He never pays for a meal.
Piece of shit. Worthless piece of shit.
Oh, mate, Gary Jones is giving it
away.
He's
the cheapest.
I know
we've
covered this privately, but he is absolutely just throwing these away. $76 Australian.
Mate. Oh, is it an Australian dollar?
That's Australian dollar, $76.
So he's charging
$50.
Like $50
yeah,
American. $50.
Come on.
That's 102 Canadian.
Get into geek. Get into gate. Get into gate Stargate podcast. Get into it now before it's too late.